A local forum was held by KNDY and the Marysville Advocate for the six candidates seeking the Marshall County Commissioner District 1 position. Republican candidates are Shane Hartner, Barb Kickhafer, Marty Nordis, Bill Philippi, and David Zutterman. Steve Boyda is the only Democrat running. The candidates in attendance, Boyda, Hartner, Kickhafer, and Philippi, answered a wide variety of questions. One of the questions asked was, how do we best foster an environment for growth in the county? Kickhafer responded,
I think we need to create a line item in a county budget for economic development. Everybody talks about how important economic development is, but we need to do something about it to make it happen. And I think we need to have a line item and really support economic development. Maybe have an office in the courthouse and a big sign that says economic development. If we're going to grow, I think we got money in the budget, truly. If you want to make a dollar, we're probably going to have to spend a dollar, and I think that's where I would start.
Followed by Philippi.
We're not our grandfather's county commission. They used to deal just on roads and bridges, and I'm not looking any farther past that. Economic development, and I heard this same conversation 2 years ago when others were running for county. They talked about economic development, but they didn't do anything. Talk's cheap. So I agree. We need to work with the ROS program. We need to work with others, creating and fostering an environment that's inviting to people here. But yeah, we need to fund that.
Boyda's concern is bringing and keeping people into the county.
Economic development requires that the community invest money to get something out of it. You don't get something by saying, yeah, we'll go along with the program, but we're not willing to put any money into it. That has really concerned me is the tax abatements for like Casey's, Taco Bell, any of the corporate, not so much locally owned, because locally owned business is very important. But every 10 years, if they remodel, they get another tax abatement. Pretty soon, they haven't paid any taxes. I would suggest that you get a tax abatement once to bring in a new community or to bring in a new business. And then once that expires, you take a portion of those new taxes and you put it towards investing in the ROS program or other type of economic development to bring people in, not just businesses. Communities don't survive if there's no people here. That's something that I would suggest that they look into, because it's only fair. People pay taxes at some point and they use that instead of just a continuation of no taxes every 10 years.
Partner agrees development is something they need to strive for.
I would also agree that economic development is definitely something that we need to strive towards. If we had a meeting with Partnership for Growth, and all I would say is if I was elected commissioner, I would be open to suggestions and studying and trying to work out some kind of a plan.
The candidates were also asked their thoughts on the CMH sales tax request. Boyda answered first.
Personally, it shouldn't matter how a county commissioner feels. It should matter what the public that they represent. I was concerned a lot more after last week about transparency of the hospital. I was also concerned about 10 years versus a shorter term. 5 years plus the transparency, and I'm feeling a little better. I was never opposed to a hospital. I wish every community had a well-funded hospital. It's when you start asking for public money without transparency where I get concerned. If you're not going to have public oversight, public input, but you're taking their money, that just doesn't sit very well with me. However, this is also a democracy. The people, if they want to vote on it, they should be allowed to vote on it, with the caveat being the county commissioner's job is to make sure that those voters are properly informed and educated so they can make a good vote.
Kickhafer followed.
I think the public has every right to decide a big issue like that, and it shouldn't be up to three people. The hospital is a really important part of our community. I don't want them cutting services, even their public service, Meals on Wheels or the health fair. They do a lot of community things that I probably don't even know about. And I don't want them making cuts in the hospital with their staff so that our doctors and nurses and IT people go somewhere else. They'll be lured to another hospital if they start making cuts. And I think the fact that we're still just one of five counties that doesn't have them part of a support for a tax has a lot to do with them managing it so well. They've held out a long time, but the time's here. Of course, I feel we need to support it, but more importantly over the issue, people should have been able to vote. It's a large item. Just like the bond issue for the school, the pool issue for the city. People should have been able to vote on this.
Former hospital board member Philippi said he saw this coming.
20 years ago, I was set on the hospital board and we knew this point would come. And we talked about it, that what will happen 20 years ago with the current county commissioners if we asked for, we the hospital asked for money. We knew what would happen. It would fail. The time is here and the time is now, and we need to do something to help our hospital. We have to keep it here, just as others have said. And I'm all for letting the public put a vote on it. My caveat is this. If the county is going to invest X number of dollars, then they need to seat at the board table at the hospital board, either a county commissioner or his or her designee. We need a seat at the table to talk about it so we can be very transparent that way. I don't see a lack of transparency in the hospital. All the information's available, just seek it out. Number one, I want to vote. And number two, if it comes to pass, then I want a seat at the board table.
And Hartner didn't feel it was a county issue.
The sales tax issue is a big issue. I think we have a wonderful hospital. I do all my medical stuff up here. I've always been 100% pleased with it. They definitely have an issue to contend with. Personally, I'm not convinced it's a county issue, but I think it should be left up to the voters to decide on that. The thing that scares me is the fact that that 1% sales tax, if we get half of it away, that is kind of the county's reserve. So we're giving a large portion of our reserve to the hospital. Maybe that's what we need to do. I think the people should get the vote on it. I do like 5-year plan better than a 10-year plan. I would hope that the commissioners would at least let it go up on the ballot and let the people decide.
Tuesday's primary election will send one Republican and one Democrat to the November general election.